we're back with you at 21 minutes to 8 on the Alberta Morning News. Good morning, I'm Peter Watts. Calgary's Muslim and Jewish leaders have condemned tensions during recent rallies in the city over the Gaza conflict. Leaders of both religious groups met Thursday after an imam reached out to Jewish leaders and requested the meeting. The leaders have agreed that imams will speak, will invite rabbis to speak at mosques, and rabbis will invite imams to speak at synagogues to promote understanding. Which brings us to the Muslim question in Canada. A new book by Dr. Abdul Muhammad Kazemapour, who is a sociologist at the University of Lethbridge and who is just out with his new book on this subject. Hi, Abdi.
Good morning.
Why did you write this book?
I have discussed that in the introductory chapter of the book, that after 9/11 there were sort of an intensified wave of discussions about Muslims and Muslim presence in Western countries, and I thought that most of the discussions that were happening were very oversimplified pictures of the reality that was out there. So I thought there is a need for some sort of systematic and empirical approach to this question, and this is what I try to do through my book.
Did the story change on you as you put it together?
It's actually my personal observations up to that point were telling me that the stories that you were hearing in the media were not very accurate. So that part didn't change, but what perhaps changed was the big picture that I got about the experiences of Muslims in Canada. So it was interesting for me to see that most of the problems that Muslims face in Canada are not necessarily coming from the way that the Canadian public institutions are operating. That is basically one of the areas that most of the scholarship up to that point and up to now basically has focused on. And again, also, despite the fact that there are lots of negative images of Muslims in the media, the purely Canadian media have treated Muslims reasonably well. So I found out that most of the problems that Muslims face in terms of integrating into Canadian society were in the area of economy, the job market, and also society, the sort of the community that they are trying to enter into.
I liken the Muslim community in Canada to an open door, that Canadians of all walks of life should be free to walk through into the Muslim world, and Muslims should feel comfortable walking the other way through that door into the greater Canadian society. How is the pathway? Is it strewn with rubble and problems, or is it reasonably smooth?
I would say it is reasonably smooth, but the only problem is that, and that is something that I have discussed at length in the book as well, that we always talk about the integration of immigrants and minorities being sort of a two-way process. And that is true here in the case of Muslims as well. But what I have noticed through the data that I examined was that this two-way process has been open and very active on one direction, and that is the direction of Muslims' acceptance and openness towards the Canadian, the native-born Canadian population. And they have been open to engage with Canadian society, and they have been open to sort of adopt the Canadian values and culture and make it sort of compatible with their own faith as well. But there hasn't been a lot of activity on the other side of the road. So Canadians have the lowest level of interactions with Muslims compared to all other groups. And the Canadian job market also seems to be, in a very consistent way, not giving Muslims the reward that they deserve and the kind of a status that they qualify for. So I think in terms of looking at this integration as a two-way process, it seems that Muslims have done reasonably well in terms of doing their share, but not the receiving society.
And so how does one fix that?
Oh, well, I think there are all sorts of potential programs and plans and government policies that can be put in place in order to promote group and intercultural activities and awareness, and I guess things like what you're doing now help and sort of contribute to an increased awareness of the problems that Muslims face. And it is then when there is a problem for one group that doesn't stay there with that group, it becomes a problem for the broad society as well. So this is a problem that we all need to think about, and the whole Canadian society has to be proactive about. So there are all sorts of things that can promote that interaction and increase contacts between Muslims and non-Muslims in the Canadian society. And I guess through those kind of contacts, a lot of stereotypical images that are currently around, and a lot of negative images that are about Muslims that are around, can be removed, or at least can be weakened.
You think it takes courage to do that on both sides?
I think so. It takes courage, but also it takes it requires some awareness of the problem. If we do not get into the details and nitty-gritty of how integration works on both sides, then we won't be able to identify where the problem is and what we need to do in order to fix it. One of the things that I tried to do in this book was, rather than just talking about this issue in a very general way, I try to break down the process of integration into like 3-4 main domains, and that was very helpful because I sort of figured out that the problems that we have to tackle on are not in the institutions, in the public institutions area, nor necessarily in the Canadian media. They are mostly in the social and economic arenas. So I think that the first step is to have a realization of where the problem is, and then second, of course, it takes a lot of energy and creativity and, of course, courage to deal with them.
The book is called The Muslim Question in Canada by Dr. Abdul Muhammad Abdi Kazembapour. Abdi, thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And he is a professor of sociology at the University of Lethbridge. 14 minutes to 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Alberta Morning News on the Chorus Radio Network.